planted this wonderful opportunity to hit the reset button on our lives. I was saying yesterday in the Ash Wednesday services, and I continue to ponder this, if you let Lent come and go and nothing changes, what a waste. Something has to change. We can't continue business as usual. That's what Lent's all about. If you go through Lent and nothing changes, what are you doing? It's not about giving up chocolates. It's not about making ourselves uncomfortable. Fasting could be looked at as just doing something that makes us uncomfortable. What a waste. What a complete waste. Lent is this opportunity not to do business as usual, but to stop and take a close look. Something need to change? Something's got to change. Nobody's going to tell you what it is. You got to figure it out what it is. And a lot of people get it wrong. I lived in Giddings for many years east of here, about a little over an hour away. And every year about this time, there's a guy who sets out from Houston and goes to Austin, dragging up and down 290 a cross. It's a big cross. And it has wheels on the bottom of it, so he can go on the shoulder of the highway. And they come out and photograph him and, you know, give donations to him and so forth. There's a huge misunderstanding going on. He's carrying Jesus' cross. We get distracted. Listen to the words of Jesus. Jesus says, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself and take up his cross." Not Jesus' cross. Jesus didn't say, "Take up my cross." That's not what the words say. It says take up your cross. Well, what is your cross? Well, it might be caring for somebody who's sick. It might be for growing more rooted in your faith. It might be growing your prayer life. It might be undoing some bad habits and replacing them with some good habits. But it's not about a show. It's not about picking up the crucifix. Your cross probably doesn't look anything like the crucifix. The crucifix was Jesus' cross. You got your own cross. What is it? Take a good look. Something has to change. Lent is this huge opportunity. And it's a life or death issue, as we heard from that first reading, where Moses says, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, and death and doom." And he says later on, he says, "I've set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse." We do have these choices. They do count. Something has to change.